What is your all-time favorite hymn? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin, inviting you to vote for your favorite hymn. Send an email with your vote to hymnvote@issuesetc.org, and during the week of August 9th, we'll study the top five hymns chosen by Issues Etc. listeners. Voting ends July 25th. Vote today for your favorite hymn, hymnvote@issuesetc.org. A hymn for any time of the church year is fine. hymnvote@issuesetc.org. Well, somehow it's that time again. I don't know how time flies, but it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, a very simple game that we like to play at the end of every Friday's Issues Etc. A way of wrapping up the week, but also a way of looking back and hearing what our guests had to say. You get to listen again, and then you get to vote for Soundbite of the Week. We have four Issues Etc. soundbites to play for you. We will play them for you, and then you get to vote, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc. Soundbite number one this week comes from Dr. Rod Rosenblatt. He's talking about the weakness of pop evangelicalism.
Well, the foundations of what we know in America as evangelicalism have never been that strong to begin with. The foundations are not that strong, not as compared to a confessional Lutheran. By the very fact that we have confessions in great detail, the contrast is already a great contrast. The weakness of evangelicalism is it comes primarily from experience, usually the experience of the revival, and those have always historically been easier to liberalize as churches than confessional churches. But it's the foundations that are the problem. I think they're sitting ducks. What I will tell people today is, if you're going to a solid Lutheran church that does the liturgy where the historic worship is used, if there ever was a time in the history of the West to just keep doing it, this is that time. Because the ones in collapsing evangelicalism are going to start looking to Rome or Eastern Orthodoxy or a blown-out Episcopal church, looking for something historical rather than just experiential. And I want us to be one of the markets that they bump into.
That's soundbite number one, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC, an email talkback at IssuesETC.org, or leave your vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Soundbite number two comes from Molly Ziegler-Hemingway. She's talking about the changing of the guard in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
I jokingly called this the Issues Etc. Revolution, and it looks like I was prophetic there, because now we're having actual members of Issues Etc. named to boards, and it signifies the subtext of what's happening here. It just looks like simple elections, but what you're seeing is a near complete sweeping out of the old guard that emphasized church growth practices and contemporary worship styles, and you're seeing them replaced down the line with people who care about traditional Lutheran teachings and practice, and it's a near sweep on every board thus far. People who have appeared on Issues Etc., they go to the top of the list. You're seeing just an amazing turning over of the new leaf here. This is like a lot of fresh blood that you're seeing being put on these boards.
That's soundbite number two, Molly Ziegler-Hemingway on a changing of the guard in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Here's soundbite number three, Chris Rosebrough. Will crystal cathedral-type churches last?
I don't see how the Crystal Cathedral can remain relevant, because he tied himself to relevancy, and now he's actually reaping the whirlwind in a particular way, because relevancy is a very fickle lover. She'll leave you high and dry after making you feel like the world, and that's what's happening there. I mean, their brand is falling apart. And if a pastor has built a brand for himself around his teaching and his ideas, he's distracting you away from Christ. And we shouldn't be seeing cults of personality in the pulpit. We should be seeing somebody standing there in the stead and by the command of Christ, doing the things that Christ has commanded him to do.
That is soundbite number three. Chris Rosebrough, will Crystal Cathedral-type churches last? Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-MY-IE. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC. Leave your vote for Soundbite of the Week at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, or send us an email, talkback@IssuesETC.org. Get ready to vote. Here's Soundbite number four, Pastor David Peterson talking about faith and doubt.
This is a kind of common problem or struggle that Christians have, that Christians will come in and say, Pastor, you know, I don't know if I have any more faith. I'm afraid I don't have faith. And then that's the easiest thing to answer. Well, now I know you have faith, because if you didn't have faith, you wouldn't care. In a weird way, your pain and your fear of not having faith is evidence of faith. It's faith that's hurting you. It's faith that makes you aware of the doubt. A true atheist doesn't care. I mean, a person that has no faith in God isn't hurt by doubt. He's fine. It's the Christians that are feeling the tension between the struggle that's inside of them. And this is what St. Paul is describing. It is his desire that has come from Christ, because he's been redeemed, to keep the law and to be what he was created to be and what he's been redeemed for. And the tension there, the pain, comes from faith, not from doubt.
That's soundbite number 4, Pastor David Peterson on faith and doubt in the Christian life. It's time to play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. That means it's time for you to call and vote. 1-877-623-6943. If you vote by phone, you get to go first. 1-877-623-6943. Best vote this week gets the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, an Issues Etc. pin, and an Issues Etc. bumper sticker. We call it the LPR bundle package. 1-877-623-6943. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon. It's the 23rd of July. You can also send your vote to us via email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send it as a tweet at IssuesETC, or leave it as a comment at our Facebook fan page. You'll see where to do it, facebook.com/IssuesETC, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Should it be soundbite number 1, Dr. Rod Rosenblatt on the weakness of pop evangelicalism? Soundbite number 2, Molly Ziegler-Hemingway on a changing of the guard in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Soundbite number 3, Chris Roseborough, will Crystal Cathedral-type churches last? Or soundbite number 4, Pastor David Peterson on faith and doubt.
Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Thursday doesn't even start. It's Friday, I'm in love.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, IssuesETC.org, and go to the Listen On Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. On Demand audio, available for your convenience at IssuesETC.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. IssuesETC.org, and click Listen On Demand.
Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the Find a Church page at our website, IssuesETC.org. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you. It's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, IssuesETC.org, and click Find a Church.
Too Lutheran for a Lutheran radio station, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Historic liturgy, cool. Liturgical dance, not cool. Kneeling for the Lord's body and blood on a Sunday morning, cool. Sitting in your theater-style seat with cup hole for your double mocha latte, not cool. We're the Brothers of John the Steadfast. If you're interested in traditional Lutheran doctrine and practice, check us out. www.steadfastlutherans.com.
You are... Would you like for us to post information about your congregation on the Find a Church page of our website? We'll add your church when it becomes part of the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your church's mission or advertising budget. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 at IssuesETC.org. Click support and publicize your congregation to the world.
I know what's wrong, and I'm gonna give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
All right, the last 10 minutes of this Friday afternoon's program is all about your pick of soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-6943. talkback@issuesetc.org, send us a tweet at issuesetc, or leave your vote at the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. First to the phones, up first, Joe in Goshen, Indiana. Joe, welcome.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Happy to do it. What's your vote?
I vote for number four,
and
for Pastor Peterson.
Why is that?
Because I think as Christians, we struggle daily with, you know, issues of faith, and I think that some of it is Satan trying to assault us, but I think also some of it is just ultimately the gospel wins because logic and reason cannot explain our faith. It is purely a gift from God.
Joe, thank you very much. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. That's a vote for soundbite number four, Pastor David Peterson on faith and doubt. Scott in Oakwood, Illinois is on the line. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. I've got to vote for Molly Ziegler-Hemingway's comments on last week's LCMS convention. It's rare that I'll vote for a current event soundbite rather than a theological one, but this being so timely and filled with such great news for the proclamation of Christ crucified, it is both soundbite and of the week.
I like the way you think, Scott. Thank you very much. Yeah, we try not to be too timely. We don't want to date ourselves, but this one was hard to resist. Scott, thank you very much, and thanks for listening. In Oakwood, 1-877-623-6943. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or email talkback@issuesetc.org. In Chapel Hill, North Carolina, Matthew is calling. Hi, Matthew.
Yes, good afternoon, Pastor. Thank you very much for your show, Empire Christian Radio.
Well, thanks to you for listening.
Okay, I vote for number four, Pastor Peterson. The other three are also great, as all your ones are every week, but the first three strike me as today-oriented, and Pastor Peterson's is more eternal-oriented, and it's something that we can't forget.
Matthew, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in North Carolina. See, his vote, this kind of shows how you vote for, and your reasons are your own. Scott voted because it was of the day. Matthew voted because it was something that was not completely tied to today. Edie in Tennessee votes this way. Number two, that would be Molly Ziegler-Hemingway. The atmosphere at the convention was almost electrifying the day Pastor Harrison was elected, and Molly is right. It's an Issues Etc. revolution, says Edie in Tennessee. It's amazing how the confessions and the Word of God can so strongly unite people that have never met. We're lucky to have Molly as our confessional voice. Thank you very much, Edie. Chuck in Louisville, Kentucky says, I'm voting for number three. That would be Chris Roseborough on whether or not Crystal Cathedral-type churches will last. This is true for all churches, he says. The basis for any pastoral ministry is the command of Christ to preach the word. The basis should never be personality, and that happens to be far too much in evangelicalism. Chuck, thanks for listening in Kentucky. In Toledo, Ohio, Jay says, even though the most helpful soundbite to me personally is Dr. Rod Rosenblatt, my vote must go to Pastor Peterson because I thought it would be most helpful to somebody else. So I forwarded the entire segment to a woman whose husband has a problem hugging his wife because of his doubt. She's, in Fort Wayne, I believe, and non-Lutheran. I've been urging her to go see Pastor Peterson. That's not a bad idea, by the way. He's referencing something that was not in the soundbite, but in the larger interview with Pastor Peterson. Trey in Denver, Colorado says, I'm conflicted on this one. All are great. Number two rings true to me. The cancellation of Issues Etc. inflamed me to make a difference. However, my vote has to go to number four because many Christians do not understand that a weak faith in Christ is still faith in Christ. Great. I'm going to write his name down, Trey, in Denver. Thank you very much. Just give me a chance to write it down. Thank you. Let's see. Frank in Cary, Illinois says, sound bites are great this week. Issues Etc. impossible to choose. So while I have to vote for number three, what a great insight. These churches that link themselves to relevance, who lack Christ at the center in preaching, bread and wine will pass away forever, linked to the sooner irrelevant, non-historical trend that bred them. Frank, thank you very much. Very insightful. From Facebook, Matt in Seward, Nebraska says, Pastor Peterson, he wonderfully explained how we can rest in Christ even when we doubt. Our faith even rests in Christ, not in our spiritual desires or actions. Let's see, some of our email and votes for Soundbite of the Week. This one comes from Jerry in Deer Lodge, Montana. My vote is for Molly Ziegler-Hemingway on the changing of the guard in the LCMS. I was at the convention and voted for this change of guard, but the real challenge is now before us to unite the church around the Word of God and the means of grace That has historically been the standard of true Lutheranism. Pastor Harrison, all those elected, as well as the whole Church of God, need our prayers to that end. This from Matt in Justice, Illinois. He says, my vote is for Molly Ziegler-Hemingway's quote, and the issues, etc., revolution, because it's a soundbite that scares the daylights out of me. Molly points out in her soundbite that suddenly issues, etc., has emerged, not just as a theological resource for pastors and laity, but also as a political force within the Missouri Synod. When Molly first spoke these words on the air, my first thought was, the old saying, success is the best revenge. But another saying is more appropriate with regard to consolidation of power in the office of the synodical president. Pastor Matt Harrison is quoted as saying, part of me might like the massive increase in power proposed for the synodical president. That's why it's not a good idea. Pastor Harrison got the power he didn't want anyway, and now issues, etc., has received power it never sought. May God teach, guide, and direct you, Todd, Jeff, and Craig, as well as Matt Harrison and the entire church. Use your influence with fear and trembling, gentlemen. Well, thank you very much, Matt, in Justice, Illinois. And with good humor, too, I think. Michael says, my vote is for Pastor Peterson on faith and doubt. The Holy Spirit gave me strength and encouragement through this much-needed segment. Thank you, Issues, etc., and Pastor Peterson. Let's see. Rick in Rockford, Illinois, says, it would be hard to say it's not an Issues, Etc. revolution. My vote for Soundbite of the Week would have to go to Molly Ziegler-Hemingway's comment at Houston, Texas. Most certainly had a changing of the guard as more people are getting involved in the LCMS restoring it back to Lutheran practice and orthodoxy. What makes this all the more newsworthy is that this is taking place at a time when other churches are declining as their leaders are compromising with the culture and with the ways of the world. Helen in Texas votes for Molly Ziegler-Hemingway's as well. Don't have time to read her whole comment. Tom in San Angelo, Texas says, I vote for Molly's soundbite of the week as well. He says, the decision to cancel Issues, etc., was indeed an explosive device that woke up the LCMS and by God's grace will change the direction of the church body that it was heading. The winner this week, soundbite number two, Molly Ziegler-Hemingway, a changing of the guard in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
I jokingly called this the Issues, Etc. revolution, and it looks like I was prophetic there because now we're having actual members of Issues, Etc. named to boards, and it signifies the subtext of what's happening here. It just looks like simple elections, but what you're seeing is a near complete sweeping out of the old guard that emphasized church growth practices and contemporary worship styles, and you're seeing them replaced down the line with people who care about traditional Lutheran teachings and practice, and it's a near sweep on every board thus far. People who have appeared on Issues, etc., they go to the top of the list. You're seeing just an amazing turning over of a new leaf here. This is like a lot of fresh blood that you're seeing being put on these boards.
That's the winner this week, soundbite number two, Molly Ziegler-Hemingway on a changing of the guard in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Thanks to everybody who voted, emailed us, sent us tweets, who voted via the Facebook fan page or gave us a call. The LPR bundle package this Friday goes to Trey. I could have given it to about three or four of them. They were really good. But Trey in Denver, if you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, we will send you the LPR bundle package. Thanks to everybody who voted for Soundbite of the Week. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues, Etc. this week, consider making a donation this weekend. You can donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. Send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Here's our address again, LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org. Thanks for thinking of us during the difficult summer months. You know, I'm tempted, given the winner of Soundbite of the Week, I'm tempted to agree with Molly that it's an Issues, Etc. revolution. Not by our doing, I must say. Certainly not by our doing. Did we openly, publicly, and forcefully support Pastor Matt Harrison as president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod? Yes, we did. But for reasons other than we thought he was the right man for the job, for reasons that the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod needed a pastor, needed someone who is primarily concerned about what God's Word says. And God willing, and with God's help, that's exactly the kind of president that Pastor Matt Harrison will be, what kind of a revolution it will prove to be, we do not know. That is entirely in God's hands. I do know this. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Men don't change things. God's word changes things. Now, if God's word is rightly applied and preached and proclaimed and confessed and boldly laid before both believer and unbeliever in all its truth and purity, with Christ as its center, the cross as its focus, that changes things. It may not change the things we want changed. It may not change things the way we want them changed. But it will do what God intends for it to do. That is a promise from God's own word, that his word does not return void. In the end, it's all the church has, is the power and the authority of God's word. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again Monday, and thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.